It's 8:04. Good morning. I'm Eric Hodge. This is news from North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. This state is sending help to Texas to assist with flood rescue and response. Governor Roy Cooper announced that two aquatic rescue teams are en route to San Antonio. North Carolina lawmakers will vote today on new district maps to replace the 2011 maps thrown out by the courts. Legislators face a Friday deadline to submit the maps for judicial review. Rusty Jacobs reports.
The Senate has a final vote today on the plan to replace a 2011 map the courts found to be racially gerrymandered. Before a preliminary vote on the Senate plan last Friday, GOP Senator Ralph Heiss derided alternative maps offered by Democrats as attempts to assert political dominance.
We have answered the court's questions with these maps, and we are prepared to move forward now with elections under these maps.
Representatives will also take a preliminary vote today on new state House maps. The plans must then cross chambers before they can be submitted for judicial review. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
The Greensboro History Museum has heard renewed complaints over a Confederate display it closed earlier this summer. Museum officials removed the Confederate Long Arms Weapons exhibit after 17 years. At the time, the decision angered some pro-Confederacy groups. Carol Hart is the director of the museum.
They did make assumptions why we were deinstalling this, which really had very little to do with the subject matter or the way it was interpreted, and much more to do with our lack of space.
Hart says some calls have come in since the recent events in Charlottesville and Durham reignited debate over Confederate monuments. There's a tropical storm watch along the coast until further notice. It'll be partly cloudy today, breezy with a chance of showers, highs in the upper 70s. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.